This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
The Mets have every opportunity to still go win the next three games. They have every chance to have Jonah Tung on the mound tonight look like the next Nolan McLean. I know it's only three games, but he's been so good to begin. Can you go out there and beat the Marlins? I'm not saying they were going to sweep the Marlins, but do you have to come off the sweep against the Phillies? Not only lose, but give the damn game away. I mean, that seventh, even the third inning,
They didn't give it away. They looked asleep.
They looked awful.
Like, they looked like they stayed at a Holiday Inn last night. It was just like one of them things where you sit back, you're saying, we sat here yesterday, right? And we were talking about how sexy they look, how great, you know, McLean look, and how all the bats were batting.
And all that's true.
And then yesterday, it was like, ugh. And it goes back to the question, which I love. Who are the New York Mets?
I don't know, because it's another one of these starts where, and I know this notion's out there from, I think Evan had it in the afternoon, and there have been, maybe even Sal talked about it. You know, the idea of the postseason, you're going to have to maybe stack two guys together because these starters just don't give you enough length. Maybe it's a Senga Manaea type of game. Maybe it's a Manaea Clay Holmes. I don't know.
But who's that? Who's that in the bullpen that can do that?
I don't know. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean stack the starters
gotcha.
For one game.
I understand.
And that notion, I think, has some relevance to it. But even last night, and I know he was victimized by some shoddy defense, his own doing too, by dropping that toss from Pete Alonso. So Clay Holmes didn't help himself last night, but it's another one of these games. You look up, it's five innings. You're into your bullpen. A guy I never heard of is pitching in the sixth inning. And it's just, you know, they did a nice job. They fall behind. They come right back. They take the lead. The game's tied. It's just, it was sloppy. It was messy. The play by Nimmo out in left field. I'm not so sure the guy doesn't score anyway, but still, it looks bad. The Alonso play at first, the ball just right out of his glove. It was just one of those games where, if you really wanted to build on the momentum, and that was the word you were using yesterday,
yeah.
Maybe the Mets can really start to build some momentum. I really thought they needed to go out, and they still can, get three out of four this weekend and beat the Marlins. Keep the pressure on the Phillies. And instead, the Phillies win, the Mets lose, and here we go, and the deficit goes back to game that you just kind of gained. And it's one of those games that's just kind of disappoints you.
You erase out of your memory.
But agreed.
That's how I feel about it. You just go, all right, we were asleep. We didn't win. Let's move on. Hopefully they can rally.
Even there was the pass ball in the inning. So now here's the good news. The good news would be the way we saw Nolan McLean come up and give them not just a shot in the arm, but a major shot in the arm with the way he pitched. You've got another one of these kids now coming up tonight. He's going to get the start is Jonah Tung. If he goes out there and pitches well and the Mets support him and the Mets win, I think the momentum of the youth movement on the mound continues to grow. Because right now, while they are in no way, shape, or form a lock to be in the playoffs, though they are sitting comfortably at the moment with the Reds.
And the Phillies won yesterday.
The Phillies did win, yeah. He had the four home runs from Schwarber.
Yep.
While everyone's already, you know, trying to think ahead to playoff rotations, which I think is putting the cart before the horse just yet, if you want to play that game, right now, given the three games, there's no doubt if we were going to play a playoff game tomorrow night, he's in the rotation.
The way he performed the other night, 100%.
Absolutely.
It's not even a thought.
So I think we have another one coming up tonight. going to get the start. I think it, you know, lends itself to an added excitement this evening that I think last night could have been a buzzkill for.
Yeah, but I also think, to your point, they got to back him up, whoever that is.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, when you see the performance last night and the way those guys played, sure, you had a bad day at the office, but we're at the point where we're starting to run out of time. The runway is starting to shorten. Either we're going to take off or not. If you're a Mets fan, so to speak, I got to stop saying we, and I apologize. But, yeah, I think at some point the consistency needs to happen. And it goes back to that Braves series, right? You win. That last game should have been a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. It felt like it for six innings.
And they fumbled that one. So those type of blurps can't happen if you want to be taken seriously.
No doubt. And again, they can win the next three games and win the series. And I think, like I said the other day, for them, it's about winning series. You know, you don't want to lose three out of four to Miami. You don't want to split four with Miami. You want to win the series. They put themselves a little bit behind the eight ball by losing last night. They still have an opportunity to do it. But yes, to me, it's about, you know.
That's why Clay Holmes was frustrating, man. After you see the young kid do what he did last night, that does not give you enough, like, juice of, like, man, I want to replicate that.
I think it was Juan Soto was talking about, Steve Gelbs had the report during the game. I think it was Soto he was talking about. When they asked why does the kid seem to have it so early?
Mendoza was open about it. He goes, man, he makes it look effortless. It makes it look like what other guys struggle at. He can do it with ease.
And so Soto's point to what you're kind of describing is he makes it look easy because he's got so much movement on his pitches and he believes so much in it that he basically tells the other team, and this was the Gelbs report, he tells the other team, I'm coming after you. Hit it. And I mean, we saw with the highlight package that CBS Sports Network was putting together yesterday, those pitches, he's striking guys.
Right, up, down, it was all over.
I mean, nasty movement on these pitches. And you really get the sense that, for sure, the first time through he sees all these teams, you would think more of the same. And they're running again. The first sweeper they throw, nasty to the outside. The third or the fourth one they show, this pitch here, the next one. That's the Bryce Harper curveball. I think this is the one. Well, that, maybe it's not it either. Anyway,
yep.
They had the one that we talked about yesterday that starts middle of the plate, breaks to the outside in a lefty batter. Man, not many pitchers throw that type of arsenal. So the confidence he has, but also to go out and back it up and for Soto to notice immediately and to see it, I think says a lot about the kid.
I think that's the key word, confidence, especially for a kid like that. Yeah, you could do it. I know he did it in AAA, but for him to come up and say, no, I got this, and dominate. And look at I think for me, it was the bullpen, man. Those guys rallied around him. For a young kid like that, that's big. As you talk about confidence, we talked about Volpe lacking confidence. If Volpe had any of that, man, he probably bats a lot better and plays a lot better.
I mean, it's a head game. I mean, baseball is very much, you know, you even talk about in football, it was for you. You're in your own head.
All day. Go to sleep with it.
Now think about, at least in football, you make a mistake. You got 30 seconds. You got another play. You make a mistake in baseball, you could be staring it down for a long at bat, a long inning. And, you know.
It goes back to that inning, Yankees-Nats. That third inning was 45 minutes. Right. And 77 pitches in, you talk about war down. Like, that's when we laughed at it yesterday, but that's when the mercy rule, you wish there was one, right?
Give me 10 runs and out. 10 runs, go home. So, anyway, just one of those nights last night at Citi Field. I'm with you. Just kind of flush it, move on, don't think about it. But you got to come out here and win tonight. Don't let this linger. Because that's been the one thing about the Mets, which is where that question, I think, came from Giannotti last week when he says, what do they do consistently well? Because it's not winning.
Yeah.
They've been up, they've been down. Winning streaks, losing streaks, don't let one turn into something that can bury you or really hurt you down the stretch.
And you got to put on a bullpen. I mean, you just need more out of those guys. You got to get through five.
Agree. The starters.
Starters.
Yeah, no, I agree. And they need to play better, and they can't have lazy nights defensively like they had last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.